Several rows of young dancers are standing on one side of the brightly lit stage in Brown Theater. They quietly listen, and some mirror the moves of the instructor as they await the count-off to begin this routine.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Step, kick, fan, roll, jump. A few of the moves performed by these first-year dancers in the Twin City Ballet Dance Intensive Workshop. The joy and fundamentals of dance are nurtured here. Fourth grader Cameron Babisek keeps her head up, following the moves of her instructor. She explains why she wanted to be part of the workshop.
Because I love dancing, and it's like really fun, and I kind of want to be in Twin City.
And she's already become familiar with the schedule of dances in the two-week session.
Ballet, tap, jazz, a little modern.
This part focuses on jazz, a series of moves repeated, and these students are finding the rhythm of the dance. Instructor Gretchen Jones introduces the next series of steps.
7, 8. Touch back, touch front, jump. Out, in, out. Cross your right foot over. Cross.
Dancers are placed by experience in levels 1 through 5. This beginning level 1 class has Jones emphasizing the basics. She's a dance instructor at the University of Louisiana Monroe, which collaborates with Twin City Ballet for the workshop. She knows what these students are experiencing firsthand. Her dancing began with a workshop when she was 10 years old. She's familiar with the abilities and challenges of young dancers.
But you always kind of come in and play ballpark, so you might have to adjust as you go. Vary the combinations that you've come up with, but the dancers are always so receptive.
She sees this as an excellent opportunity for growth as a dancer. Unlike an hour or two a couple of times a week after school, the intensive part of this workshop is seen in the day-long mix of dance styles.
This is 65 hours of training within 2 weeks, so they can really progress so much as a dancer in this short time.
It's the growth these level 5 dancers have enjoyed over a number of years. In this upbeat class of precision, Amelia Haynes flows through an entire routine with energy and skill. While she counts hip-hop and jazz among her favorite forms, Amelia points to artistic director Linda Lavender Ford's emphasis on ballet to develop skills she's acquired to a dance at this advanced level.
I realize as I've grown up that it has paid off throughout the years and that you can exceed in whatever level you're doing or whatever training you're getting if you have technique in ballet.
With sights set on entering her freshman year at Louisiana Tech as a business marketing major this fall, she hopes to one day open a competition company.
I really do want to exceed dancing. I love teaching and I love helping at the studio. It makes me happy to see younger people exceed in their dancing and try hard and follow their dreams just like I'm trying to do.
The dance intensive is an essential part of the ballet company's preparation for the upcoming season. Dancers cap off the summer workshop in a performance tonight at ULM's Brown Theater. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. I love a Kaylee.